Next is Mr. Costello. And on your way up here, I want to make a couple comments before you get started.
Thank you.
What you're going to talk about has been a project that's been a lot of hours spent by you and other people, but primarily by you, and working with the Department of Corrections on something this county council has wanted to do. And you have got that to a fruition. And that's a great thing. I think it's going to be a proof of this county. And thank you very much for all your effort.
Thank you,
sir. Getting this put together. It's yours.
All right. Good morning, Mr. President, members of council. So I'm going to go back to a presentation that I made before you in 2017. And if you recall seeing this slide, I'm sure it'll bring back some memories. We've been talking for years about ways we can help to improve litter and trash conditions in our county. I've made several presentations before the council, and I've been asked to provide ideas and suggestions. In May of 2015, I provided a presentation that had a broad description of the problem and what our options were at that time. We discussed the challenges faced by the organizations who have jurisdiction over the matter and how we might support them. At that time, we initiated an approach to stir community involvement by agreeing to pay rewards through the state chapter of Delaware Crime Stoppers program for any information that would lead to the arrest of anybody caught littering or dumping in and along our roadways. The following year, we doubled the amount of our reward in an effort to stimulate involvement, but it still hadn't paid out. So we currently assist by helping connect citizens who call our code enforcement groups to complain about roadway litter conditions. We refer those to DelDOT, and we've made requests at Department of Correction for attention to specific roadways. We do this at our level in order to prevent yet another level of government between the citizen and the services that they need. So also last May, we spoke about the long-standing partnership we have between DelDOT. We spoke about the long-standing partnership between DelDOT and the Department of Correction and the importance of the services they provide to the community. We also understand that the primary role of the Department of Correction is the safety and security of the inmates charged to their custody, and that litter collection is a function that they can provide when staffing permits. So with that in mind, we set out the we felt that the wisest investment would be in assisting to make that staff possible. We set out on a mission to provide funding for positions which are dedicated to the supervision of inmate crews used to collect litter and trash. So during the last 9 months, we were able to negotiate the mechanisms that would support staffing for the supervision of additional crews to Department of Correction and DelDOT's role in the collection, transportation, and disposal of the litter and trash picked up by the inmate workers. As DelDOT has a hand in providing the resources to the current efforts, we needed their support in meeting the additional resources that expansion of the program would add. Further, we needed a way for the citizen to let us know where these services are required. So in a memorandum of understanding, we spell out how we could provide funding to the Department of Correction staff through overtime to supervise additional crews to collect the litter and trash in the state right away. In the agreement, DelDOT would provide the additional vehicles where needed and would handle the disposal of trash that's collected by the inmate crews. The Department of Correction would also receive a list of roadway based on the county's input, this is important, that would take priority. Through the agreement, we would be billed for the services monthly. We'd also get a report that describes the miles of roadway covered and the amount of trash through volume or weight collected during the work. The amount of the funding we have set up for this agreement will not exceed $120,000 annually. So this is new. One of the most important components of this program is that it allows our citizens to let us know what roadways are in need of attention. So should you approve this MOU, we're ready to launch this online submission form that captures the information we would then need to turn over to our partners. So our citizens can call the county constable's office directly and provide the same information. But once they submit this, it would go to the county constable's office where they would add it to a priority list to be sent over to corrections. This agreement is for litter and trash collection in the right-of-way of state-maintained roads. We're extremely hopeful that these efforts will not only improve the appearance of our roadways and the environment, but will also reveal the true problem areas that may require other prevention and enforcement efforts by the organizations with jurisdiction to administer those. We're hopeful that we can secure trash bags that will display the organizational seals of those participating in this agreement. Should you see these bags on the road's edge waiting for pickup, you'll know that this is a partnership at work. In the council with us this morning, we have Warden William Edel of the Sussex County Community Corrections and Mr. Alistair Probert, the DelDOT South District Engineer. I'd like to recognize them today and publicly thank them for their efforts in helping us form this agreement. If there's any questions you might have for myself or our partners regarding the MOU, we'd be happy to provide you with that.
Questions of council? Mr. Burton.
Is there a response to that email? I mean,
the customer, when they send that request, they will automatically be generated an email that says that your request has been submitted. So we can track that. They can also call in. If there is a mechanism that we see later that we need for follow-up to let them know, we can provide that. But at the moment, this is a nexus for the citizen to get the information to us.
Okay. Yeah, if I sent it and then I didn't hear from you, where am I on the list? Are you getting to me? Where, you know, I mean, I just think there's some expectation that has to, some kind of order or something. I don't want to belabor everybody in emails, but if I sent one over, do I get a response back?
So follow-up is important.
Yeah, and I don't know how to, I worry that there's a lot of roads and, right. and where's my priority on your list type right. thing. I don't know how to, but I think you should somehow figure it out.
Yes, sir.
I have a question for the correction. Yeah, can I ask you a question?
Absolutely.
How do the inmates feel about this? Do they think this is a great idea or what?
They like getting outside.
I mean, that's what we think, right? But is that how they feel?
Normally, yeah.
Really? Okay.
They'd rather be outside doing something constructive than what landed them there.
Okay, so this will be a welcomed program to the selected few.
You can say that, yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Just a comment. I want to commend Mike. This has been a long ongoing challenge of I don't mean this partnership, but I just mean in general of littering in our county. And for that matter, even our state. And I know Mike has been very instrumental in highlighting this, both the side, easement trash, as well as the illegal dumping on site of properties, which is in our wheelhouse most of the time, despite the tires. That's a separate issue. But I think, I want to reiterate the need for our county. We do live in a beautiful place, and we want to cherish it and preserve it. And we all collectively, if somebody didn't do this, this wouldn't be a need. So ultimately, the responsibility lies with the citizen, right, who is doing this. So I would applaud our county and our visitors and our residents to take that responsibility and don't litter. It's plain and simple. So we appreciate you for what you're doing to helping our community be beautiful forever. So thank you.
We'll do what we can.
Anything else from council? Mr. Costello, you have a motion?
I do have a motion, sir. Be it moved that the Sussex County Council, in an effort to promote a cleaner, litter-free community, does hereby approve a memorandum of understanding between the county and the state of Delaware, specifically the Department of Correction and the Department of Transportation, for roadside litter and trash collection.
Pleasure, Council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arlett.
Second.
Second, Mr. Burton. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I believe the motion carried. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
And thank you two very much for your assistance.
Absolutely.
We appreciate it.
Yep. Thank you.
Well, Patty Deptula, you're back up here again. Sussex County Chapter 905, Diamond Acres, Street Lighting District. Welcome back.
Hello again for the second time. Okay. On April 17th, Council approved Resolution R-007-18 to establish an election to be held for the proposed Diamond Acres, Sussex County, Chapter 95 Street Lighting District. to be held on May 14th, 2018, from 12 noon until 7 p.m. at the Bible Church of Christ Church Hall, which is located within the community at 28773 West Diamond Street, Daggsboro, Delaware. Had a provision for absentee ballots and appointed me as judge of election. And you also approved an estimated annual billing rate of $69.11 for each accessible property within the proposed street lighting district if the election was voted in favor of. The election was held as scheduled. After notices of the election were posted within the community and a notice of the election was mailed to all property owners within the proposed district boundaries as required by Chapter 95 of the Code. I'm here today to present the results of the Diamond Acres election. In your packet, I provided a copy of the certified election results showing the votes received. It includes a breakdown of the votes cast in person and the votes cast by absentee ballot. Out of a total of 22 eligible votes within the proposed district boundaries, 16 total votes were cast, 13 votes were cast in person, and 3 votes were cast by absentee ballot. The final count revealed the property owners to be in favor of the project with 11 yes votes cast and 5 no votes cast. Based on the affirmative results of the election and in accordance with Chapter 95 of the Sussex County Code, I'd like to ask for your approval of the resolution approved to you in your packets establishing the Diamond Acres Street Lighting District, with the boundaries being as shown on Sussex County Tax Map 233-6, parcel numbers 48, 49.10 through 49.13, 49.20 through 49.35, 59, 65, and 66 as shown on Exhibit A, and allowing the county engineer to have the Delaware Electric Cooperative to proceed with the installation of 7 Cobra Heads LED streetlights and wooden poles, and to authorize the county finance director to send an annual billing to the owners of all accessible properties within the district boundaries. Does anyone have any questions?
Any questions from council? Questions from council?
5 yeses.
5 against, 11 for it.
I wrote down 6 yeses and 5 noes. In what part?
11 yeses and 5 noes.
Okay. How come why don't we go to solar lighting in this area?
I did have that question asked at our initial meeting, and I inquired with the Delaware Electric Cooperative, and they do not provide them at this time. There would be an option for the community if they wanted to purchase, but they would have to purchase and maintain the units themselves.
Well, solar seems to be a big deal now, and we'd have to run the wires. We soon stick the lights up that way. Be very expensive. So how much are you going to charge per person?
Per person, it comes down to $69.11 per year.
Per person?
Per lot.
It's per accessible property.
Yeah, per lot. I guess it could be 3 in the same house.
Could be
less one.
Could be 1, could be 6. That's right.
In my house, I either pay the full billing, but it doesn't matter.
Any more questions of council?
$69 a year.
Yes.
Roughly, yes. In addition, we have received a request to expand the district, and I will be working with the co-op and looking into getting some costs and stuff together for that.
Okay. No more questions? Okay. I guess you have a resolution, right?
Yes.
If you want to just read the title of the resolution.
A resolution establishing the Diamond Acres Street Lighting District.
Pleasure, council.
I make a motion.
Motion, Mr. Wilson.
Second.
Second, Mr. Arlett. Any questions on the motion? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arlett?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
I feel that the majority has done voted for this, so why not vote for it?
Your vote's yes?
My vote's yes.
Okay. Mr. Cole?
Yes.
All vote yes. Motion carried.
Thank you,
ma'am.
Thank you, Pat.
Mr. Medlars.
Good morning, Council. Good morning, Mr. President. If you allow me, in my past life, I had well over 100 streetlight districts. And I heard Councilman Wilson's question. And the being a public entity, you have to provide dusk to dawn street lighting services. In the wintertime, even with the biggest battery packs, the solar facility will not give you dusk to dawn. So, you know, like it being a public safety issue, the public entity should not entertain this unless we can guarantee the lighting services provided. And even if the co-op would offer it, I would recommend against it for that reason. That's not the issue I'm here for. But
there you go. That was extra credit right there.
Yeah.
The Millville Sanitary Sewer District, you know the history. I was here before you a few months ago. I was telling you that we had a final change order and a final closeout and completion. Now, when everything was said and done and the staff reviewed all the documentation, come to light that one additional unit was installed, and that being a grinder pump unit, should have not been credited. The credit was removed. We confirmed it with the consultant and the contractor. The contractor was very appreciative that we are not only just notify them when we want more money back versus when we find an error in their favor. So I have to be before you to ask for your, again, for your concurrence in the final change order for the Millville project and the adjustment by $11,000 and some dollars. I have a motion for your consideration.
Please read your motion.
Be moved based upon the recommendation of the Sussex County Engineering Department to change order number 2 for contract 15-10 Millwell Sanitary Sewer District Northwest Expansion 2, Irons Lane and Pump Station 311 be approved, representing an increase in the contract amount by $11,285 for a new total of $1,072,259.60.
Pleasure of council.
Move for adoption.
Motion, Mr. Arletz.
Second.
Second, Mr. Wilson. Any questions? We'll take the vote. Mr. Arletz?
Yes.
Mr. Burton?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
I will have motion carried.
Thank you,
sir.
Mr. President. Can I ask you a question while you're up here? How's our farms making out down there at Wolf Run? Are they getting our crops in? We have managed to dodge in between the rainstorms and made some significant progress. I'm not saying that every acre has been planted. However, most of it is.
I thought you'd be doing pretty good if you got farmed in.
It was a challenge, and the question came up yesterday, why you don't want to be in the spray irrigation business if you have a wet spring.
Thank you, sir.
That's a thought.
Ms. Cornwell.